This is an All Ears English podcast episode 1142, How Massimo Skyrocketed His English by Volunteering in Boston. Welcome to the All Ears English podcast, downloaded more than 50 million times. We believe in connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Boston and New York City, USA. And to get your transcripts delivered by email every week, go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe. Today we have a guest, Andrew, on the show. Our listener, Massimo, worked with Andrew this summer at Haley House to serve meals to the community and so much more here in Boston. Find out how Massimo improved his English through this experience and how you can do something like this too. This podcast is sponsored by Indeed. As a business owner myself, I've learned that the most important key to success is having a great team. But it can be time-consuming, reading through tons of resumes. Need to hire a great candidate at your company? Why not eliminate the busy work? Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so that you can connect with candidates faster. Just in the minute that I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. So join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/AEE. Just go to Indeed.com/AEE right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/AEE. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Hello, Andrew. Welcome to the show. Happy to have you here today. How's it going?
It's going really well. How's it going with you?
Excellent. I'm excited to hear Andrew today because we actually haven't had a guest in quite a while. So our listeners will be excited to hear your voice. And we are here to talk about Haley House, right? So talking about volunteering in the US as a really cool way to help the community and also for our listeners to improve their English. So first of all, Andrew, what is Haley House? And tell us about your experience there.
Yeah, so Haley House is a nonprofit organization based in the south end of Boston with a branch in Roxbury as well, that our kind of motto is food with purpose and the power of community. Mm-hmm. So we have a couple different arms. We have the oldest and the branch that I'm most directly involved with is the soup kitchen that's been operating for almost 53 years now. And then there's also an urban farm and affordable housing branch and a social enterprise bakery cafe with a lot of arts and cultural programming down in Roxbury.
Yeah. And so homelessness is a major problem in the US, right? I think that people are often surprised when they realize this, right? This is something we actually talked about on a course that we built. We did some interviews out in San Francisco and Portland. Mm-hmm. And so how does Haley House what's the unique kind of angle that Haley House takes on soup kitchens? Or first of all, what is a soup kitchen? I'm not sure if our listeners know, just in case.
Yeah. So a soup kitchen is a place that provides generally a meal for free, usually with no questions asked. So we provide breakfast 6 days a week and lunch 3 days a week. And we don't ID anyone. We don't check anyone at the door. It's just the door is open and all are welcome to come in and enjoy a hot meal prepared by volunteers.
Yeah, I love it. I love it. And actually, I've had some experience just for our listeners here. I actually had some experience working at the Sunday morning soup kitchen. I think at that time it was the men's breakfast. Is mm-hmm. that still what's going on Sunday mornings?
Yep.
Yeah. So I was able to work there, a handful of times. And it really was really cool. It was a cool experience. It gets you out into the community, volunteering, speaking with people that you would never meet otherwise, and making those connections through food, right? I mean, and that's a unique angle to do it mm-hmm. with. Yeah. And why did you decide to join Haley House, Andrew?
Yeah. So when I was finishing up school last year, I was just thinking about what I wanted to spend my next couple of years doing. And I knew that I just felt really called to be doing some kind of service work related to food. A lot of my most positive experiences in the past couple of years, at least work-related experiences, have been around food and around helping others. So I found Haley House as a perfect place to do all of that.
That's so cool. I love it. I love it. And specifically, we have a case study here today. We have an opportunity to actually talk about someone that some of our listeners know directly, right? One of our listeners here at All Ears English, his name is Massimo, and he's from Italy, and he was able to work at Haley House. How long was Massimo at Haley House as a volunteer this summer?
I think Massimo was living here for about 4.5 months this summer.
Yeah. And guys, I have to tell you, Massimo's English improved incredibly, incredibly. I sat down with him and had a beer a few months ago before he left the US. And where he went from before volunteering at Haley House to after was just amazing. I just wasn't hearing the mistakes that I had been hearing before. And I'm so proud of him, the way that he fully immersed himself in this experience. And he did other things beyond just his work at Haley House, right? He was out in the city of Boston meeting mm-hmm. people. But Andrew, today, let's talk a little bit about how our listeners may be able to use an experience like this to improve their English and so much more. I mean, first of all, in terms of the interaction with guests, what is that about? Like, what did Massimo do in terms of interacting with guests at Haley House?
Yeah, so a big part of volunteering here at Haley House is creating community and building community here.
Yeah.
So we really encourage all volunteers to step out of the kitchen and into the dining room and sit down and share a meal with people. And Massimo really took that to the next level. Like, he would go down on days that he wasn't working in the kitchen and just chat with the guests and sit mm-hmm. down. And he really built a lot of connections with them over the course of his time here. And then actually, he had moved out of the house at the end of August, but was living somewhere else in the city mm-hmm. and continued coming back a couple of days a week to continue those relationships and conversations.
Oh.
So he did such an excellent job with that.
That's amazing. And the great thing is you end up seeing a lot of the same people, right, weekly. Mm-hmm. And so you can really build that relationship. It's not like you just see them one time and they're gone forever. That's so mm-hmm. nice. Yeah, I love that. I love that. And what about in terms of, I mean, when someone comes to volunteer at Haley House, how do you think people's understanding kind of evolves of understanding of the problem of homelessness in the US? I mean, give us a little bit of education on this topic.
I feel so unqualified, but I guess I'm interacting with it a little bit more than most people.
Yes.
I guess the biggest thing that people seem to be surprised about is learning that there's like no one type of homeless person or no one reason for someone to be experiencing homelessness. I think there's a popular perception that people who are homeless are lazy, not working hard, often addicted to a drug or substance. And that's so just not the case. So many times people are homeless for many other reasons other than just something like addiction, which is a serious problem and it does contribute to homelessness for sure.
Mm-hmm.
But there's just so many, I mean, every person you meet in that soup kitchen is there for a different reason. Sometimes the guests are not even homeless either. It's just a way that, they're not paid enough at their job and they need to be conscious of how much they're spending on food. So why not come here and get a free meal when they can.
Yeah.
And a lot of the guests also have been coming for so many years, and this is a community space for them, especially our lunches 3 days a week are specifically for elders.
Okay.
So anyone 55 and older, and there are people that have been coming every Sunday, Tuesday, Thursday for 10, 20, 25 years.
Wow.
And they have a real community that they've built here and they come to socialize.
Would you like to be able to read the transcripts of this show in real time while you listen right on your phone? Well, you can do it. It's available now and you can get a free week's trial inside the app. So go over to the iOS app at allearsenglish.com/bonuses and sign up for the trial, and you'll see the transcripts appear right on your phone as we speak. allearsenglish.com/bonuses.
When it comes to improving your fluency, there is a gap. It's a gap between what you have learned in your textbook and where you need to be in order to start having vibrant conversations with native speakers. Our connection method bridges that gap. Plus, you get to take a 12,000-mile journey around the U.S. by video lesson. Get our special offer on our online course this week only at allearsenglish.com/plan and save up to 20% when you join before midnight on May 5th.
Oh, that's awesome. I mean, I think that's one thing that's really missing in the world today is community. Right. Mm-hmm. And where can we find that community? Those people, this, seeing the same people every week to reconnect with over and over again. And it sounds like Haley House really provides that.
Absolutely.
I love that. And it's true. There's a lot of reasons that we don't know, understand. Like, we don't always understand things initially when we see them in terms of causes for being homeless or for needing a little bit of extra help in terms of meals. So this idea of going beyond the below the surface for our listeners, a chance to see one aspect of American culture, American society below the surface and really understand it deeply is kind of a, I think, a really cool benefit for people to come over there and become a part of Haley House.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Absolutely.
I love it. So cool. And so in terms of any other kind of ways that you saw that Massimo kind of got in with the community, any other benefits that you noticed for him to be a part of the group in terms of ways to improve English?
Yeah, I mean, I guess, so yeah, I already talked about Massimo kind of leading into the community creation there. But another big piece of it is that he was immersed living with English speakers while he was here. He was living for 4.5 months in the house with us.
Yeah.
There's a community of volunteers that lives upstairs above the soup kitchen that runs the day-to-day operations. And he was a part of that community through our summer internship program.
Yeah.
And that's actually how I met him. I came after I graduated from school as a summer intern before joining the community kind of full time.
Okay.
So I think it was a combination of him really leaning into the experience and going down and having those conversations with all different kinds of people most days of the week, and also living with a lot of native English speakers and practicing in that way.
Yeah, that's amazing. And so would you guys often, when you weren't working, would you have dinner together and go out in Boston together? Or how did were the interactions both through working and social, or how did that work?
Yeah, they were. So, I mean, living in community, we have a lot of meetings every week. Some of them were business oriented, to talk about soup kitchen stuff. But we also had community meetings, which were just a couple hours where we got to really dedicate time to one another and to our community here. And weekly dinners, every Sunday night we had dinner together, plus just, you know, seeing each other in the living room. And Massimo and I would go on runs together sometimes. We'd run for like an hour and a half and just chat as we ran around Boston.
Amazing. I love it. It's a built-in community immediately. I mean, I think that's one thing, you know, this is a really nice way for students, for our listeners potentially to learn English, to go deeper with the language. And it's a good alternative to just going to a language school, right? And doing it in a traditional way. And I think I mean, based on Massimo's improvement, I think it can really propel you guys, our listeners, to move forward with your skills and just your understanding of culture, right? The only way to truly understand a culture is to live in it, I think. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Awesome. So, Andrew, do you guys have any openings, for example, for the spring, the summer, next fall? Are you looking for volunteers?
Yeah. So we, for those who are already in Boston, we're always looking for volunteers, and you can go to our website, haleyhouse.org. To try and navigate through to the volunteer page and sign up to be a volunteer with us. We have a lot of opportunities because we do have so many meals each week. There are always openings. But then as far as a longer term coming to stay with us, we do have the summer internship program that Massimo and I were both a part of last summer, 2018. And we're just finishing up the application process for this upcoming summer, but definitely looking forward to summer 2020. We'll be releasing that stuff probably starting in January of 2020. So it's a long ways away, it might feel, but trust me, the time flies a lot faster than you think.
Oh, yeah. I love it. So there's a couple of different ways, right, that our listeners could get involved. Remember, guys, if you're already here in Boston or the surrounding area, you know, reach out. Again, what is that website, Andrew? It's haleyhouse.org. Is that right?
Yep. Okay. HaleyHouse.org, exactly.
Okay, guys. And if you're thinking about doing something bigger and maybe moving to the U.S. to become a volunteer and doing this immersive program, make your plans now. Go on the website, check it out, see what it takes, and make your plans, because this was a transformative experience, I'm sure, for Massimo, and it could be for you guys too, for sure. So, Andrew, I want to say thank you for coming on the show today. This has been really cool.
Thank you so much for having me. This has been wonderful.
Absolutely. And hopefully we'll see some of our listeners at Haley House this summer or later. So thanks a lot.
Of course.
Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thanks so much for listening to All Ears English. And if you need a 7 or higher on your IELTS exam to achieve your life vision, then our insider method can get you there. Start with our free video series masterclass. Get video 1 now at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then subscribe to our show on your phone or on your computer. See you next time.